Armadoxy for today, St. Mary and the Grape Connection. My grandmother was one of four sisters. She was the oldest. Her name was Maria, derivative of Mary. Her sisters' names were Lucifer, the Light Bearer, Serpuhi, the Holy One, and Dirui, the Lady, as in the feminine of Lord. These names were names attributed to St. Mary. No other saint is revered as much as St. Mary by Armenians, and the fact that in this one family, four daughters are named after the Blessed Mother is a testament to the respect and devotion she has had among the people. St. Mary is referred to as the Astvazazin, which means the bearer of God, referring to her unique position in giving birth to our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. While the traditional churches celebrate Assumption, only the Armenian Church has the unique tradition of blessing grapes on that day. My grandmother would recall how the first fruits, the best fruits, were taken to the church on that day for a special blessing. The offering of the fruits was a gesture of thanksgiving, thanking God for the blessings he has bestowed upon the people, the temperance of weather, the fertility of the soil, and the abundance of sunshine, which yield the grapes. In fact, she would add that the townspeople would not eat the fruit of the vine until they were blessed on this day. One of the reasons given for the connection between St. Mary and the grapes is that grapes are propagated without seed, alluding to the virgin birth. But the best reason comes from Christ himself, who sets up this analogy. "I am the true vine," says Jesus, "and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me." As always, Christ's metaphors are simple and to the point. In this case, the metaphor points to productivity. It is impossible to bear fruit without being connected to the vine. The life of a Christian is completely dependent on an unfaltering connection to Christ himself. Jesus presents the picture of the vine, the branches, and the fruit. And the operative is God the Father, who prunes the branches. Just as the soil, weather, and sunlight are necessary for delicious and juicy grapes, so too our connection to Jesus, the vine, is necessary for our lives to be fruitful and beautiful. The grape blessing service is a call to productivity. God gives us a world, and we are the stewards of this beautiful life. Armadoxy attests that Christianity is not an escape from this world to another, but the importance of being the agents that make thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Today's prayer is from the Grape Blessing Prayer that is offered on the Feast of Assumption. Bless, O Lord, the grapes. May we enjoy that which you have created in this world, and grant that we may be worthy to eat and drink with you from the bounty of your most fruitful vine at the table of your Father's kingdom, according to the just promise which you made, to the honor and glory of your coexisting Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to whom is due glory, dominion, and honor, now and always. Amen. And it doesn't end here.
Apostle.net. Apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.